Tara, T-A-R-A, Sennett, S-E-N-N-E-T-T, 821-59, 65-year-old black woman, originally from Houston, used to be a nurse. She's divorced. She has two children. One passed away. She lives alone. She's confused, short of breath, has had numerous falls, has been in the emergency room numerous times. They have recommended palliative care for patient and provider services, period. In the paragraph, she's also has had episodes of dizziness and UTI and on her trips to the emergency room. Patient's family history. Mom died of lung cancer. Dad's still alive. Medication, aspirin 81 milligram a day, meclizine 12 and a half milligram PRN, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Lexapro 20 milligram a day, Metoprolol ER 50 milligram a day, Macrobid recently for urinary tract infection, which she has finished. Social extensive history of smoking. She's not drinking alcohol. She used to be a nurse. She doesn't want to quit smoking. The family has noted that she's a lot more confused in their trips to the emergency room. Surgery, hysterectomy, C-section. COVID flu vaccine, up to date, allergy, none. She's on exam, 65-year-old woman, appears to be in no distress, but quite thin. With any activity or walking, she becomes dyspneic. Her O2 sat at rest was 92, with activity, 87. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 100, respiration is 22. Heart pauses, home pauses with two lungs, ronchi and rouse with shallow breath sounds. Abdomen soft, neck shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. TMs are clear. Assessment, 65-year-old woman with history of COPD, tobacco abuse, tachycardia, core pulmonale, weakness, increased tiredness. Patient also tells me she has lost about 15 pounds. She's in desperate need of provider services. She has core pulmonale associated with tachycardia. She's just had oxygen delivered to her, which she should wear at all times, period. Knee paragraph. With the help of provider services, we can hopefully keep the patient at home, but patient will need 24/7 care very soon. Patient also suffers from hypertension, which is controlled. Recent and recurrent urinary tract infection, recurrent falls, dizziness, anxiety, symptoms of air hunger associated with end-stage COPD, tachycardia, as well as the bouts of bowel and bladder incontinency, where she wears a diaper. And she says she stays wet for a long time because she's just too weak to take care of herself till family member shows up to help her. Family member or a neighbor shows up to help her. Overall prognosis is poor given the natural progression of her COPD. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.